In the name of Jesus, amen. It's quite appropriate how St. Paul begins this text from Romans 6. What shall we say then? Permit me to use that phrase a little out of context. You see, I've been asking myself that question for a couple of months ever since I saw my name on the chapel schedule for today next to this text. What shall we say about a text like this that we know so well? You may have learned part of it in your memory work growing up. Some parts of the text appear in liturgies and Easter versicles and the like. You may hear sermons on it or bits and pieces of it in a sermon. So many of its verses provide what I'd call outstanding gospel one-liners that you can position here and there in your sermon, especially when you want to splash in some great baptism stuff. It's a great homiletical method when you're in a pinch. Romans 6 is good stuff. Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death. We were united with him in his death. We will certainly be united in a resurrection like his. The old self was crucified with him, the body of sin brought to nothing. We've died with Christ and we will live with him. We know that Christ being raised from the dead will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. If you can't find good news in Romans 6, take another look and make sure you're not reading something like Revelation 6. Sorry, Dr. Brighton. It's a little scary there. Romans 6 is full of gospel comfort for the Christian, for you. But sometimes we forget that when we've heard it so often. But this morning I ask you to pay close attention. Pay close attention to what this text says and in what context you often hear these words. And I think when you do that, you will know well the comfort and the joy of Romans 6, 1-11. It seems to me that the words, St. Paul's words here, really hit home in the context of death. Last Thursday evening, we gathered in this chapel for a memorial service. We turned to LSB 278, the order for a funeral service, a place where the ribbons in LSB don't go very often here in this chapel. But do you remember how that service began? There's the invocation, and then comes the baptismal remembrance, a portion of our text, verses 3-5. From the invocation and the opening verses, you have this flood of baptismal good news. And the Word of God in this rite takes us right where we need to be, to Christ, to baptism, to resurrection, and life. When you experience the pain and the grief at the loss of a loved one, when death stares you in the face, you're right where you need to be. You hear the words of Romans 6. Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried with him through baptism into death. We're united with him in his death. We will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. That's the comfort and joy of Romans 6. In the face of death, there is life. Life in Christ Jesus who conquered death and rose again. That's the flood of baptismal good news in the midst of being surrounded by death. And even though the feelings of grief and sadness may linger for days or weeks or months or however long, even though it feels like sin and death have dominion, you know the certainty of real life, because through the water and word of holy baptism, you are united with Christ in his death and will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Speaking of Christ's resurrection, have you ever heard part of Romans 6 on Easter morning? From the darkness and death of Good Friday, where we've seen our Lord stricken, smitten, and afflicted, forsaken by God the Father to die for the sins of the world, we move to the early morning of Easter and the empty tomb. We still carry with us, perhaps, a bit of Good Friday's darkness as we first gather there in the early hours of the morning, what shall we say then? Romans 6. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. And we move from the certainty of death, a crucified, dead, and buried body, to the miracle of resurrection and life. That's why it's so fitting to celebrate holy baptism at an Easter vigil service. A death and resurrection have taken place. Christ's, but also the Christian's. The body of sin brought to nothing, death's dominion over, and now comes a new life where Christ reigns through the gospel. And that brings us to one more time where the verses of our text bring comfort and joy in the midst of death. Here you won't always find them in a hymnal or a worship folder. Here you cling to those words you heard so many times before in sermons, funerals, Easter liturgies, and the times you may have recited them in your memory work. I'm talking about a place and a time where death looms close, maybe even stares you once again in the face. I'm talking about every day of your life. You continue in sin not because grace abounds, but because you like it and your old self likes it. You break God's law without even thinking about it, and sometimes you break it after thinking about it. And when the new man shakes you up, you realize the predicament you're in. Enslavement to the power of sin. And it would seem that sin and death, once again, do have dominion. What shall we say then? How can you who died to sin continue in it any longer? Do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried with him. We were united with him in his resurrection. We will certainly be united with him in a resurrection. The old self crucified with him, the body of sin brought to nothing. We've died with Christ and we will live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So count yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Dear friends, these are not some cheap gospel one-liners. They are comfort and joy in the very face of death. Whether you are at a funeral or memorial service, whether you are sitting in the pew in the wee hours of Easter morning, or whether you're in your car on the way to work and you had another fit of road rage because the guy in the lane next to you cut you off, and you promised yourself you'd never scream out in anger again. In all of those places, the reality of death hovers over you. But do you not know? What shall we say? Despite what you see, what you hear, what you feel or experience at any one of those occasions, you have the certainty of God's promise in Christ Jesus. You know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death, buried with Christ, united with him in his resurrection. Death no longer has dominion. Count yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the gospel comfort and joy of Romans 6, 1 through 11. You hear it often. You know it well. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus, amen.